gospel is from John chapter 1, where John the Baptist is being asked, "Who are you?" And he is saying, "I'm not the Christ." In the end, he says that after me, he will come. And I'm not worthy of anything, just to preach about him. The Jews, they had an expectation that God would clean and rescue his people. They believed in the book, in the Bible, in the scriptures. They were the people of a book. But we in Denmark, we have lost the book. We have lost the Holy Scriptures as Holy Scriptures. And we think of many, many books. But none of those books can make and create our future. We have to do it ourselves. We look for identity. We are searching, but we have no answer. Christmas is a celebration where we tell each other that we need something, somebody with whom we have real fellowship. Now the second point, the background for the question asked by the Jews to John the Baptist was that God, he has promised in Old Testament that he would care for his people, and at one day he would send a savior, Christ, Messiah, and then he would sprinkle clean water on his people and cleanse them from all their bad things. Also, deep in their heart, he would cleanse them and forgive them and be their people. Therefore, they asked, "John, are you the Christ?" And now we could ask, will there come such a time in our people, in Denmark, a time where we are calling upon God, asking him, "Lord, come, help us, cleanse us." Yes, that time has come. It comes every time when we listen to the word of God and when we, through the word of God, have to confess and admit, "I am a sinner. I'm a poor, miserable sinner, but I believe in Christ." When that is being preached to us, that Christ died for your sins, then this time has come. That is the Messiah time, the Christ time. Then we know who we are. Then we are God's children, and we have returned to where we came from, to God. That is real conversion. That is what the baptism is for. Now the fourth and the second last point is that they asked John the Baptist, "Who are you?" And now he has the possibility to be something, to be respected by people. But he told them, "I'm not the Christ." We also now and then have this possibility to be something which we are not, and we should not be it, because we are not what we are not. In the long run, it will be seen who we really are, and if not in the long run, then when we come to the end, at the day of judgment, God, he knows if we deceived other people, ourselves and him, through our life. But God, he has given us servants to preach to us. Parents, if they are Christian, they will teach their kids about Bible history. And in the church, there are workers who teach children. And there are pastors who teach the Bible and who baptize. They are like John the Baptist. They are nothing in themselves, but they are servants. The fifth and last point is that what happened out there by Jordan, it happens also with us through baptism. We are being taught about Jesus, and we bring our children to the baptism, and we ourselves maybe were baptized when we were very small kids, and since then we lived as the richest people in the world with identity as God's children. He took care. But at the same time, we are like John the Baptist confessed, we are not worthy to loosen what keeps his sandals on his feet. Nevertheless, God, he will use us to read Bible story for our kids, to teach in the church, and to have sermons. And just like John the Baptist, he baptized, so we also baptize here in our church for the forgiveness of sins. Our baptism rescues from sin and from eternal death and gives us life with Jesus Christ.